vetiver grass, also known as lavender grass, is used across the world in many positive ways, including to prevent soil erosion, which is a major benefit to the livelihood of farmers. As the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Conservation Fund continues its farmland conservation project in collaboration with the local non-governmental organization Hand to Earth, they are aiming to replant many areas with vetiver grass and to educate locals and visitors about the importance of this grass. Project manager of Hand to Earth, Vonnie Rudet, said the organization has established a heritage site in the community of Trumaca, and this site is expected to play a major role in education and tourism.
We've established a site that we call the heritage site because it's an area where the old plantings are very much in abundance, and it's an ideal site for people to view. How vetiver can be used on a larger scale in soil conservation. So the site has been established in Trumaca in the Wharf Road area, and it's quite accessible, and we're going to put some signage there so when people arrive, visitors arrive, they can read about not just the project but about the history of the vetiver grass in that North Leeward area.
Ms. Rudet said the Hand to Earth organization is currently conducting community tours to the site, and from the end of April, the site will be opened to other members of the public, including tourists.
So initially, we are going to be doing tours to the site, community tours. So we're going to be organizing the local tours between now and April. And after April is when we would welcome visits from the public and tour groups, you know. So initially we'll start with the tours in the community because we really want to build a community in the North Leeward area so that the community connect really well with their understanding of the site and its implications for education in agri-heritage.
Ms. Rudet is also encouraging all farmers across the country to use vetiver grass to promote soil conservation and to protect their lands from erosion.
And, you know, the beauty of the system is that anybody can adopt a vetiver system in their own garden, wherever they see they've got erosion happening, and plant some grass. Of course, it also has the use of craft production, and so it has many aspects to it that have very good indications for sustainable livelihoods.
Project manager of the local non-governmental organization Hand to Earth, Vonnie Rudet. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.